Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly first-time jobless claims numbers are out, still in the millions. The Labor Department saying in this morning's report that 4.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for benefits last week, and that's pretty much right in line with what analysts were expecting. It is down a bit, though, from the previous week's over 6.5 million new claims. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have spiked this month. On the 1st of April, slightly fewer than 4,800 Americans had died from the virus. By this morning, that number has increased almost tenfold to nearly 47,000. President Trump not on board with the governor of Georgia's decision to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities.
The president saying, though, that the governor, Brian Kemp, must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's been passed by the Senate. Now the House is expected today to approve a nearly $500 billion aid package for businesses hurt by the pandemic. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says it's about time.
I did not think it would take this long to continue to put more money in for small business.
McCarthy accusing Democrats of delaying critical aid to small businesses. Democrats said they needed additional aid for hospitals and billions of dollars for coronavirus testing to be part of the measure. Several tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas yesterday claimed several lives, and now the southeast could see more severe weather today. Forecasters are predicting it from Tennessee to the Florida Panhandle and from Alabama to the Carolina coast. Atlanta appears to be at the greatest risk for severe weather, as forecasters are predicting damaging winds and flooding downpours at times. And again, isolated tornadoes are possible later today and tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling on China to allow inspectors into sensitive laboratories like a Wuhan facility amid concerns over the source of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Secretary Pompeo says these facilities are still open in China as research continues.
These labs are still open inside of China. These labs that contain complex pathogens that were being studied. It's not just the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There are multiple labs inside of China that are handling these things. It's important that those materials are being handled in a safe and secure way.
China continues to refuse to share samples of the original virus known scientifically as SARS-CoV-2.
We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
I'm John Clemens.
And the first ever virtual NFL draft is just hours away from beginning. The 3-day event was originally set to be held in Las Vegas, but all live events have been canceled there because of the outbreak. Instead, all teams will make their picks from their homes. And Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections. He, too, will be at his home. The Cincinnati Bengals already expected to pick LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Catch us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
First of all, I say breathe, okay? Just relax. It's going to be okay, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for fighting the good fight, coming alongside your neighbors, your family members, your community, know something that the talking heads and some of the elites are trying to thrust upon us. And that is that, we are in a lot of ways, we're very commonsensical. You know, we're not going to put ourselves in harm's way on purpose. I like what Dan Crenshaw had to say, and you've heard the interview, no doubt, and if you haven't, go to our archives. You need to pull this up. Dan, of course, is the congressman from Texas, and his new book is titled Fortitude, American Resilience in the Era of All Outrage. He says that we must all lighten up, toughen up, and begin treating our fellow Americans with respect and grace. Now, this perspective comes from his service, in military service as a SEAL. He was in Kandahar, I believe he was in Kandahar, when he was injured. And the experiences, I mean, the first couple of chapters about his injury and what he and his family and his wife had to endure. But what he had to endure is just unbelievable. But he brings to the problem here great insight and solution and encouragement that is beyond what the elites are telling us. I want to bring Megan Barth here with us right now. Megan Barth, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. You know, Megan, the elites, the Chris Cuomo's of the world, who said that they were all being quarantined, and, you know, he was being quarantined specifically, and they did this big reveal about, oh, this was his first day out of his basement and stuff. What a bunch of bull. And, you know, but this is the problem with elites, is that they lack truth, they lack veracity, and they think that American people are so stupid that we don't get it, that we didn't see him out at the Hamiltons running free, getting upset over a bicyclist who called into question that he was supposed to have been quarantined, but yet he's out in his backyard, you know, running free like a range-free chicken.
The range-free chicken.
I thought you might like that.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine.
Good. This elitist mentality, I think, is probably more contagious than this virus, specifically when it comes to Democrats. I heard Governor Cuomo say yesterday, his brother is Fredo, right, Chris?
Yes, right.
Right. Governor Cuomo said yesterday, basically, and I paraphrase, oh, well, you know, you people are complaining about, your non-essential jobs or whatever. Mm. Then go find an essential job and work there. Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll just go out and do that. Thanks, King.
Yes, right. Hearken unto the King.
This is the problem.
Yeah. Like everybody's job is non-essential, as I was saying with Adam Andrzejewski earlier. It's like, last time I checked, you know, people working, putting food on the table for their family, you know, I think people got to eat. I think that's pretty essential, don't you?
Yeah, taking care of your family, keeping a roof over your head, keeping your family fed, bringing home a paycheck that's not a government paycheck is actually a very essential responsibility and duty to everybody that has a family, to everybody that does not want to live under government control. You know, what this virus has done is it has quarantined the healthy, and that's a whole other issue in and of itself. But what this virus has done is, through government fiat, try to break the American spirit.
Yes, exactly.
Americans are hardworking people. We are creative people. We have a capitalistic spirit. And why is because we know what freedom is. When you look at socialist countries that are run by totalitarian dictators across the world, as soon as the people get an ounce or a taste, just a taste, of freedom, they understand that they've been living under tyranny.
Exactly.
Now that we've been living under freedom for so long, now we understand what tyranny looks like because we've gotten a taste of it from state to state. Me in Nevada here is a good example. Michigan, Colorado, Washington State, all of these deep blue states whose governors have basically turned their back on the people, turned their back on the Constitution, and have made these unconstitutional edicts where they are the kings of the state, and they are going to, or queens, and they are going to decide what business is essential and what business is not. And as soon as that started, I said, oh, here we go. We are at a very bad trajectory right now.
Right, exactly.
Because that authority should never reside in the hands of one person in an executive position. And this was what also I was saying on another show I was on just prior to this one, is that a lot of these issues that we're having in Michigan, for example, you can go out on the lake on your canoe, but you can't go on the lake if you have a motorboat.
Yes.
You can go to the hardware
store. And God forbid you're on your boat with seeds to plant. Now you got double jeopardy.
You can go to the hardware store and buy a hammer.
Yes.
But you can't go to the hardware store and buy some seeds to feed your family. And if there were constitutional sheriffs, and I don't mean that every if there were sheriffs, let's just put it that way, that understood that their duty is to protect the Constitution, much of this wouldn't be going on right now.
Well, and you have that conflict starting to happen, though, to your point, exactly, is that there are some sheriffs that are saying, I cannot follow the governor on this because it is against the Constitution.
Right. And they have every legal authority to do so. People do not understand, and it's a very common misunderstanding, that the sheriff is actually more powerful than any elected stooge. They have the constitutional authority to protect the Constitution. And as you said, the sheriffs are very few and far between that have said, no, not going to do this. There's some in Racine, Wisconsin. There's one in Maine that I've read about. There's one, you know, in northern Nevada I've read about. But they can actually stop this totalitarian overreach that we have been witness to for now the last 5 weeks.
Well, Megan, you know, it's not only governors, but you got mayors. I mean, de Blasio, to hear his dictates coming down. See, and again, the American people need to wake up because we're all being conditionalized here. Even to your earlier point about people who appreciate an ounce of freedom and what that does and how that invigorates and changes their whole worldview. But also what's happening are these people that in the name of the pressures of the coronavirus and trying to sustain the economy, and what the government did, I believe, ill-advised in rewarding people who are unemployed. I mean, I understand the compassion measure of this, but to give them so much money, which they said going into this, that what you're going to do is incentivize people to stay home and not get back to work. And we're starting to hear reports that this is exactly what's going on.
Right. We've been giving out handouts, and what happens to the welfare state? It grows when you give handouts, and this might be a consequence, but you know what? Many of these people won't have a business to go back to.
Sadly, that is the prospect right now. We've got more from Megan Barr, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. After this, stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Yeah, that operative word is we, ladies and gentlemen. We, the people. We have a country to save. And all hands on deck are required right now as the elites are running amok, and Democrats especially. And I hate to broad brush Democrats, because I know some, and some of my dear friends who are Democrats will say that, you know, that's, I get it. I'm not with them. But the fact of the matter is your party has been hijacked, and it's up to you to fight back and reclaim your party for the good of America, because they're running amok. A Department of Justice has made a statement, has said that individual rights under the Constitution must be preserved during a public health crisis. Do you hear that? It must be preserved. But in some cases, especially with religious institutions, they've been under attack. Now, the Justice Department had to weigh in on a dispute between an individual right to exercise religious freedom with local and state official efforts to contain the spread of the CCP virus. You know, Megan Barth, this is the problem with fear, is that when people get so fearful about things, they suspend, you know, what brought us to the dance. They suspend, you know, principles that should be at the forefront and should be academic on all issues. But what's happening at the government level, this is what's so dangerous. And Bill Barr threw a warning shot across the bow of these legislators and some of these governors and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we still have the rule of law. This is problematic. I mean, when you've got sheriffs going in and citing churchgoers and taking down license plates and issuing, you know, tickets because they're in a drive-in church on an Easter Sunday, that's a problem. And this is why they say it's got to be preserved during a public health crisis, and this especially right now.
Yeah, absolutely right. The Constitution is there to protect your freedoms from government overreach, from authoritarianism, and that's why we have the First Amendment, and that's why we have the Second Amendment, and that's why we have every amendment. And the Constitution must withstand this type of authoritarianism that we are seeing at many local and state levels. Mm. And so it is up to the DOJ to intervene and intercede wherever they feel is appropriate. And right now, Bill Barr and his DOJ is prepared to defend the plaintiffs that are bringing suits against the local authorities, whether that be the governor of Kentucky or whether it be the mayor of Mississippi.
Exactly.
This is exactly what we need from the DOJ.
Well, these, again, are the times that try men's souls. And what will we see out of the souls of men? Will it be the components that promote liberty, or will it be components that will promote acquiescence and move us closer to a socialized form of government?
Well, like I said, the American spirit is a very unique spirit in the sense that we have lived as a free people, protected and guided by the Constitution. And so there is an American spirit here that does not exist in really any other country. And so the virus hasn't killed that yet.
Yes.
And I think what we are going to see is many of these states are opening a revitalization guided by ingenuity, guided by the free will of Americans, the spirit of Americans to remain free, live free, and die free.
Exactly.
And they will go back to work with their heads held high. Their new businesses will be created. I just wonder what type of world we're stepping into once this country is reopened.
Exactly. Well, the challenge we have, Megan, it's like the old Pennzoil commercial, remember? You could pay me now or pay me later. The inference was if you paid later, it was much more complicated and much more expensive. And this is where we are right now. We're seeing all the injustices, all the corruption, the impingement upon our constitutional rights. If we don't call it into check now, it's like dealing with a child. You know, if you don't deal with them at two or three, then next thing you know, you've got a very angry and disruptive teenager at 15 and 16, causing all kinds of problems within the household. And our government is not lacking in that particular attribute as well. And right now, it's on full exposure. I mean, we're seeing it. But what are we going to do about it? Are we going to vote them back into office? Are we going to let them know that this is unacceptable, that we do have retribution rights as stated in our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution, and those rights, which are mandated by those founding documents, must be exercised. Otherwise, to your point, the trajectory is ugly and it is going to be a lot worse than what we see today.
Yeah, and this is why I say that local elections, you know, they say all politics is local, and local elections are so extraordinarily important. Because it wasn't it wasn't President Trump that declared that the whole country be shut down. He left it up to the states. And then what we saw were blue states run by authoritarians who probably posed as moderate Democrats to get elected. Well, we soon found out that they are no more moderate Democrat than they are a moderate Republican. They have a streak of totalitarianism. This is how the left rolls. This is the new left. They have promised us since 2008 that they were going to fundamentally transform our country. James Clyburn had said, oh, well, this virus would give us a great opportunity to basically fundamentally transform the country by pushing our progressive policies through.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And this is what life will be like under any new Democrat, whether it's AOC or Bill de Blasio, the communist out of New York, or the socialist AOC out of New York, or the Cuomos of the world, or the Gretchen Whitmers of the world, or the Steve Sisolaks of the world, who's my governor here in Nevada.
Yeah, the very people that are cheering the pain that America is going through. AOC, I mean, the ridiculous statement that she made, you know, regarding the oil sector, the energy sector, and some of the other things. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just appalled that the media continues to give her place because the things that come out of her mouth, you wonder if there's any connection with brain matter whatsoever, if it just spills out. And if it does spill out, that's pretty dangerous because, you know, she's being very honest. I mean, she's unfiltered about her beliefs and how she got elected there in New York, and if she will be reelected. Look at, she already killed the community with what she did with Amazon, what she's trying to do in other sectors in order to push her socialist and green energy agenda. Megan, before we part, I did want to talk to you about, you know, this mail-in voting push that is taking place within the Democratic Party. I mean, this, you know, they're always purposeful. This isn't something they just throw out there just as some sort of trial balloon. I mean, they have been progressing this ball down the field of play for quite a while, and we're hearing more and more about it. What's going on? Because I know Nevada is, you're the epicenter of all this voter fraud now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Democrats are trying to conflate mail-in ballots with absentee ballots. Those are two completely entirely different things, even though they try to convince you it's the same thing. Absentee ballots are one that requires an ID. It requires multiple layers of verification. It requires usually an excuse, or you have to be a certain age. For example, in Texas, 65 years old, in order to qualify to apply for an absentee ballot. And so the Democrats basically want to get rid of absentee ballots, and they have sued the state of Nevada at the state level. And these are the list of demands very quickly, because these demands will spread across the country. They want to eliminate signature verification on ballots. No more signature verification. So that's one level of security completely gone, which also basically eliminates absentee ballots, because it's no longer required a notary signature or a signature. And it's also a way to get around voter ID and eliminate
exactly.
voter ID. They want to go to an all-mail-in ballot election. They want to send mail-in ballots to inactive voters. Inactive voters.
Mm.
And
yes.
They also want to, right, and they also want to basically just do away with voting centers as well, because they want to go to an all-mail-in ballot election. We have to stop this everywhere we find it, and we have filed a federal lawsuit in Nevada against this. Not a state lawsuit, a federal lawsuit, and we will see you in the Supreme Court, much like Wisconsin, within 3 weeks.
Well, congratulations for all the great work that True the Vote is doing in suing Nevada to protect election integrity, and this is ground zero in this battle, and if we can't win the battle in Nevada, then what are we going to do across the country? She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of RiganBabe.com. Megan Barr. Thank you, Megan. Be safe and well.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly first-time jobless claims numbers are out, still in the millions. The Labor Department saying in this morning's report that 4.4 million Americans filed first-time claims for benefits last week, and that's pretty much right in line with what analysts were expecting. It is down a bit, though, from the previous week's over 6.5 million new claims. Coronavirus deaths in the United States have spiked this month. On the 1st of April, slightly fewer than 4,800 Americans had died from the virus. By this morning, that number has increased almost tenfold to nearly 47,000. President Trump not on board with the governor of Georgia's decision to reopen non-essential businesses by tomorrow.
I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities.
The president saying, though, that the governor, Brian Kemp, must ultimately do what he thinks is best for Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, the unprecedented spread of coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. In response to a nationwide shift to virtual learning, the College Board has unveiled virtual supports for educators and students free. Remote learning opportunities, and for the first time ever, at home, advanced payment, or I should say advanced placement testing for its 2019-20 exam administration in May. Now, these options will provide more than 3 million AP students worldwide the opportunity to earn the college credit and placement they've been working hard for all school year. Now, the College Board surveyed 18,000 AP students, and 91% indicated they want to complete this important step, urging the organization not to cancel exams. Students can now continue preparing for exams at home with access to free live and on-demand mobile-friendly AP review lessons delivered by AP teachers from across the country. With us right now to tell us more about it, Lori Benton. She's the Senior Director of Counselor Engagement at the College Board. Lori, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to the conversation.
Lori, this is good news. I mean, boy, what a big relief for these students who've been working hard all year and thinking because of the coronavirus, maybe things are, I mean, everything's been so disrupted anyway, but mm-hmm. to lose all that ground that they'd gained for all their hard work, you know, previously, this is great news for them.
Yeah, Absolutely it is. And as you mentioned, the students let us know that this is something they wanted to close the loop on. They wanted to complete this step because, as you also mentioned, so many other things have been taken away that they don't have control over. And they have contacted us, and many students have thanked us for allowing, you know, the opportunity to continue so that they can have this as, you know, to close and what they were trying to complete all year. So one less thing that they don't have to mark off their list.
Lori, how much work was this for the College Board to put this together? Did you already have some, you know, virtual AP courses and exams online?
Well, it's been a lot of work, a lot of great work that's been put in by all of our teams because we know how important it is for the students to finish up their year and get prepared for college. So one of the things that we've done is the work entailed us making sure that students could continue that instruction no matter where they were, whether they were in, you know, the school buildings or not. We wanted to make sure that they had access and were able to, you know, regularly engage with instruction. And we created some free live online review sessions that are available on YouTube whenever students want. These classes are taught by AP teachers from across the country, experienced, engaging, fun teachers, and it's designed to be used alongside that work that may be given in schools. And the review sessions are not required, but many of the students are finding them helpful. The videos have already gained more than 4.7 million views. So
wow.
Lots of good information and lots of good participation.
I was just saying, I could see some parents jumping on board, you know, because of the information.
Yes.
You know, we always love to be educated in this downtime.
Absolutely.
Why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of those things. Let's see what's going on. So it's the virtual version of peeking in the classroom door.
Yes.
So if a parent or other students are interested in seeing what AP is all about, what kinds of instruction is happening, the information, the approach. This is a good way to participate and get that perspective of what's happening in AP and to see the strength and the power of information and instruction. So I would recommend it. The kids and adults are enjoying those free online sessions. We've also created for teachers so that teachers can continue their remote instruction. There's an online tool called AP Classroom that we rolled out earlier this school year. And so teachers can use this online tool to help their students prepare for the exam and to just make sure that the ongoing instruction continues and there is not a gap. We've added a new optional student practice section so that students can also use this information to practice the concepts and skills that will be tested in May. And as an update, this year's exams will only include those topics and skills that were covered mostly by AP teachers have covered in early March. So the AP exam will only cover topics that have been covered in class by early March. So they don't have to worry about that information that would have or likely would have been covered April or May because we know that those students may or may not have been in school.
Lori, you've got to be really excited about what you've built here. I mean, in much the same way as others in our country, first responders and health practitioners, how they had to step up in order to come against this coronavirus effect that's happening across the country at every level. But what you've done, what the College Board has done here for students is, wow, it's extraordinary. And I could see this having a lasting effect. So out of this challenge of this pandemic, the College Board has added a powerful dimension to its offering, has it not?
Well, for this year, absolutely. This approach is definitely the right fit for the circumstances of the day. And for the May AP administration only, this is what we know that it's the right thing to do for students, and they've told us this is what they want, as we talked about a little earlier. But this is going to be just for this year, as far as the approach. But it does give a lot of information and opportunity around support of instruction throughout the year. And it also gives students in particular an opportunity to take control, you know, and to actually see how they can manage and manage their instructional engagement. So in different ways, it's different ways to get the information in. And so we know for the, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. The May 2020 AP administration only, the students will take these 45-minute online exams at home. And they're preparing for them now online. And so exams will be given from May 11th through the 22nd, and each subject exam will be given on the same day at the same time. The makeup test will also be available in June. And one of the things, as you mentioned, the unique circumstances that this places us in allows us to see the power of technology. So students can take these exams on any device they have access to, whether it's a computer, a tablet, or even a smartphone. They'll be able to take a photo of written handwork if necessary and submit it for their exam information. Mm-hmm. And then students, if they're worried about getting online for testing, they can let us know with a form that's available on our website. And I'm going to give you that website address because we want to make sure to connect those students with any information and support that they need. And that website is cv.org/coronavirus AP students. Again, cv.org/coronavirus AP students. And so we encourage those students to follow up with us directly so that we can make sure that they're ready to go and connected with what they need for the exam. One thing to also note is that most of the exams will have one or two free response questions, and each question will be timed separately. So there is going to be a way for students to methodically go through and complete the exam so they can you know, keep track of their time, et cetera. It's going to be a helpful reminder for them throughout the exam. And then certain courses will use portfolio submissions instead of online exams. And the exams for world language courses will consist of spoken tasks instead of written response.
Well, Lori, and it's never too late for them to join in, right?
Never too late to join in on those free online classes. They're open for one and all. And so we want students to know that they have the time and opportunity, and we're here for them in any way that they need.
Well, Lori, we thank you so much for coming on the show and breaking this down for our students and our parents. She's the Senior Director of Counselor Engagement at the College Board. Again, Lori, that important important website address they need to know is?
cb.org/coronavirus AP students, and to access the free online YouTube videos, that's youtube.com/advanced placement.
Thank you, Lori. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-install home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065.
855 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Yeah, not quite yet going to the lobby, but I anticipate that in our near future we'll be going to the lobby again. Be a little bit different.
To Bill Martinez, live.
He is the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world, which is a little dark these days. But, hey, you know, we'll get on the other side of this, Steve-O, and I think it's a matter of time before we will return. You know, common sense will reign. I don't think we're going to be packing in theaters with people side by side. There will be some social distancing rules, but I think depending on the state that you're in, you know, it could be another three months to maybe even 12 months, because I can't imagine New York. It's going to be a really tough time because of the impact that it's had there and several of the other hot spots. But you know, I got to tell you, I'm resisting this elitism and this perception that says that Americans are just so stupid that we don't know from danger, that we don't know how to gauge the risk, reward, benefit, and that we're going to put ourselves into harm's way.
Well, the problem is we really don't know without the testing exactly what is harm's way. So that is the big question mark, and we're just going to have to work our way through it. You're right. We're not going to be jumping into theaters. We're going to be home lobbying. We're lobbying at home here for at least the foreseeable future. And there's a lot to see when we're at home.
By the way, I did happen to catch Just Mercy. You know, we talked about this a year ago.
Yeah, great.
And what an excellent movie. And it was like one of those ones I'm going, how did I miss this? I remember what came up, and I thought, well, this is interesting, you know. And Jamie Foxx, of course, I'll tell you, his acting ability is it's just incredible. I mean, he's worth every penny.
Absolutely.
He's worth every penny.
Michael B. Jordan plays Brian Stevens.
Yes.
Based on a true story. I mean,
and
if you ever get a chance, watch his TED Talk, because it's an amazing history of how he became who he has become. So,
this is Michael Jordan's his TED Talk you're talking about?
No.
Or you're talking about Brian Stevenson.
Yeah.
What a story. I mean, here's a kid. He graduates from Harvard. You know, and there's a scene in there. There's a scene where his mother's going, "What? You know, we spent all this money. You're going to Alabama. Do you understand what happens in Alabama with you know, people with our skin tone? You know, this. What are you thinking?
As any parent would be saying, we've sent you to Harvard now.
And now you're going to go to Vietnam? What, you know, or whatever, you know, kind of deal. It was a combat zone. But, you know, and at the time he goes in, not one person had been let off of death row, I believe, in modern history there. And here he was going right in the jowls of
the beast, as they say.
Yeah, exactly. And here he is, I think afterwards, something like 130 people, what he ignited and started in terms with his, you know, his support of Walter McMillan, who is Jamie Foxx in the movie. And wow, really, really well done. And heartening. It kind of reminded me a little bit of, you know, Barry Schenck and what Barry Schenck had done, from the OJ fame, you know?
Right, with the DNA testing.
Exactly.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Amy, because there are a lot of movies out there right now that maybe we missed when they came out the first time around, but because of the time we have at home, because of the streaming services, which
exactly.
are going to the roof, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a stat the other day which said that people are watching the streaming services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, what, 8 hours a day.
Wow.
And the other thing that's gone up is marijuana sales. Did you see that in the news? That's
well, it's because it's an essential category. Everything else is non-essential, you know. So, there's only a few essential things we can do. I mean, God forbid, last time I checked, putting food on the table was essential, but according to some government types and elitists, you know, doing that is forbidden.
Well, you know, I live in L.A. There's a pot shop, you know, down on Pico, and they're around the block, you know, six feet apart, socially distanced, but waiting their turn to go in. Anyway, let's talk about movies. I'm glad you brought that up because there are movies out there. Let's start with a few that were released a couple of years ago that maybe you missed, but maybe you might want to revisit. They've been recently added to the streaming services. We have one here that was recently added to Amazon Prime, I Am Legend.
Yes.
Of course, came out in 2007. Which is apropos, maybe a little too relatable these days, because it follows the last man on Earth, played by Will Smith, as he struggles to survive while fending off infected survivors of a devastating vampiric plague. Mm-hmm. You know, this brilliant scientist, played by Will, who raced to discover a cure for the man-made virus as humanity came crumbling down around him, and now he was inexplicably immune to the highly contagious superbug, and now the entire population of New York City and perhaps the world has been transformed into carnivorous bloodsuckers that fear light and live solely to spread their contagion to any remaining living creature that crosses their path. Do you dare watch that?
Wow.
Pandemic.
Yeah, that'll add to the fear factor all the more. Wow, that's crazy. So,
you look at Will and say, you know, you might think you have problems, but how about that guy? How about Will? Because he was the last guy on Earth.
Yeah, you're like a dinosaur looking for another dinosaur to mate. There's nobody there to hook up with so that you could, you know, have some kind of herd immunity taking place.
Yes. 68% recommending. That was a, you know, a good movie for Will. Another one which came out in 2010, but really wears well, as they say. I think it's really as relevant today. It's The Social Network. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good.
96% recommend this one, and it was recently added to Netflix. This explores the moment at which Facebook, the most revolutionary social phenomena of the new century, was invented through the warring perspectives of super smart young men who each claim to be there at its inception. It's directed by David Fincher, written by Aaron Sorkin. And it really captures the thrill of the heady early days of a culture-changing phenomenon in the making on Netflix. I'm going to check that out this weekend. I saw
They were very successful. I mean, it made a lot of money here domestically.
I think they were successful. Yeah. But you know, the whole thing between the Winklevoss twins and Zuckerberg and how that whole thing played out is really fascinating. And it has changed the world. I mean, it just is huge.
Yeah. What happened to the twins? Have they gone on? They started another industry with all the millions that they got from Zuckerberg. What are they up to?
Yeah, they were in Bitcoin, and they've dabbled here and dabbled there. And I'm sure they're well off. and living the good life somewhere. But yeah, this is a look at how it all started. Another true story, Molly's Game, speaking of Aaron Sorkin, he actually wrote and directed this one. This is 82% are recommending. This also on Netflix. It's based on the true story of Molly Brown, who was an Olympic class skier. She had an accident, got into card playing, and ended up running the world's most exclusive high-stakes poker game for an entire decade. I mean, the stakes were astounding, and her players included Hollywood royalty and sports stars and business titans. And then it all came crashing down. She was arrested in the middle of the night by 17 FBI agents wielding automatic weapons.
Was CNN there? I don't know.
It is an amazing tale, though. About
yeah, exactly.
How things turned out, and of course, great cast. We had Jessica Chastain.
Wow, she's
Jessica
awesome.
And Idris Elba in this, as well as Michael Cera. You might want to check it out on Netflix. It's called Molly's Game. And I have a new movie, which brand new out there. We do talk about those occasionally these days. Going directly to the internet. It's called To the Stars. 86% are recommending. This is takes place in a God-fearing small town in 1960s Oklahoma. You have this bespectacled and reclusive teen. Her name is Iris. She endures the booze-induced antics of her mother and the daily doses of bullying from her classmates. And then she finds solace in Maggie, who's this charismatic, enigmatic new girl at school who hones in on Iris's untapped potential and coaxes her out of her shell. But when Maggie's mysterious past can no longer be suppressed, the tiny community is thrown into a state of panic, leaving Maggie to potentially take drastic measures and inciting Iris to stand up for her friend. It's called To the Stars, and like I say, the critics like it.
Kind of a bit of a redemptive movie. We all like these redemptive movies, don't
we? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Kind of what we're all into. We all look for that redemption.
Right.
Another movie here called Jump Shot. Now, I was unaware of Kenny Sailors, and most people are, but this is a documentary. It's called Jump Shot, The Kenny Sailors Story. And he's the guy that this is uncovers the inspiring true story of this guy by the name of Kenny Sailors, who was the developer of the modern-day jump shot in basketball. It didn't happen until this guy came along. Everybody just sit there flat-footed and take a shot at the basket.
Right.
And now, of course, the jump shot is an integral part of the game. And this introduces this.
Does Michael Jordan pay him any kind of, you know, any kind of dividend or anything for inventing the jump shot?
A lot of people that owe this guy something. He was he developed the shot while he was playing with the Wyoming Cowboys, and he took the team to the Collegiate National Championship in Madison Square Garden way back in 1943. But after playing on several losing teams in, get this, an unstable emerging league now known as the NBA.
Imagine
what you get a franchise for back then.
Today.
Anyway, he just disappeared into the Alaskan wilderness, only to be forgotten by the sport he helped to pioneer. But now, 60 years later, even though he passed away in 2015 at the age of 95, they are paying tribute to this guy. And you have people like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant and Bobby Knight talking about the importance of Kenny Sailors. Jump Shot is the name of the movie.
What a good movie. Oh, wow, I love this concept. That's great. I got to check this out. That's good.
Yeah, well, and then everybody, of course, is talking about The Last Dance. You've heard about this. This is the sports documentary miniseries that they are releasing early on ESPN, a 10-part series which tracks the 97-98 Chicago Bulls and their run for the national, and speaking of the NBA, their national championship. You might want to check that out. Two episodes released every Sunday night. It's called The Last Dance.
I'll tell you, there's a lot and a lot to catch up on. And, you know, like the rest of us, you know, we find ourselves still locked down a little bit. Steve, I think California probably going to, you know, what are they saying? Maybe mid-May, possibly? They're going to open up the doors?
That's what they're saying. And they're saying, you know, we'll be venturing out maybe at that point. Who knows?
Well, you'll be able to check and see if your shadow is there, right? Why not? He's live from Hollywood, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans, the movie guy right here. Thank you, Steve-O. Be safe and well, my friend.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antibiotic.
antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.